Voice of St. Louis original podcast.
Today is Monday, September 16th. Good morning. I'm Scott Jagow.
And I'm Debbie Monterey. A trial gets underway this morning in the case against the assault weapons ban in Illinois.
A federal judge in East St. Louis will begin hearing arguments this morning in a case challenging the constitutionality of the ban on assault-style weapons and large-capacity magazines in Illinois. Capital News Illinois reports Judge Stephen Macklin previously issued an injunction to block enforcement of the law while the case was proceeding, saying he believed the law likely violates the Second Amendment. But that decision was later overturned by the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals in Chicago. The trial is expected to last 5 days. Stuart McMillan, KMOX News.
Tonight's a chance for University City residents to hear the final plan from the Third Ward Revitalization Task Force.
The task force's goal is to encourage home ownership, promoting economic diversity, increasing property values, and helping residents maintain their property and stay in their homes. The meeting starts at 6:30 this evening at the Heeman Park Community Center. Residents are encouraged to submit written comments in advance by noon today. You can also send an email with your thoughts to University City's Deputy City Manager. On tonight's agenda, talking about the results of the Ray Park open house and also discussing what the next steps are in delivering a final plan. Maria Aquino, KMOX News.
Mail-in voting is a concern on both sides of the aisle after an announcement from the U.S. Postal Service.
The USPS announced they will overhaul their network, which could result in slower mail delivery times for those living in rural areas. Congresswoman Nikki Budzinski, a Democrat from Illinois, says they are seeking answers from Postmaster General Louis DeJoy.
Why are they closing these distribution centers? What will the impact be on on-time delivery? And specifically, as we're now 51 days before an election, making sure that people that want to vote by mail in Illinois, that their ballot is going to count.
Missouri Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft, a Republican, is suggesting voters not risk trusting their ballot to the postal system.
People cannot expect when they mail an absentee ballot that it will be returned in a timely fashion. They cannot expect that when they request an absentee ballot, it will get to them quickly.
The USPS plan is expected to begin next year, but Budzinski says she is concerned about whether certain distribution centers might close before then. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
A viral video has prompted Congresswoman Nikki Budzinski to write to IDOT regarding a dangerous exit on I-64 in O'Fallon. The video shows traffic on the off-ramp backed up and onto the interstate itself. Budzinski says the Illinois Department of Transportation does have a plan to renovate the exit.
It'll be expansion of 3 lanes. There'll be more turn lanes. This will help relieve some of the congestion.
But what they don't have is a timeline of when the project will occur. Budzinski says IDOT acknowledged the ramps have been a cause of 4 deaths in the last decade, or half decade rather. Like Congresswoman Budzinski, KMOX has reached out to IDOT regarding this exit, but there hasn't been a response.
A Land O'Lakes, Florida man is sentenced for making a false bomb threat at Scott Air Force Base.
A district judge in Southern Illinois has sentenced 32-year-old De'Ari Jones to more than 7 years in prison for making a bomb threat to the base and for cyberstalking a woman who was on active duty in the Air Force. Jones pled guilty after court documents showed he used multiple fake Facebook profiles to carry out the threats over 2 years ago. He also admitted to sending other threatening or harassing messages to other base officials. Though the threats turned out to be a hoax, a base commander for special operations says the sentencing sends a message that threatening to disrupt the Air Force mission is taken very seriously. Jones was sentenced to a total of 87 months in prison. Julie Carpenter, KMOX News.
From the KMOX business desk, the Hoffman family of companies has sold off a number of its properties it purchased in Augusta, but says it's doubling down on the Clayton office market. The company that pledged to turn the Augusta area into the Napa Valley of the Midwest bought the Pierre Laclede Center Towers on Forsyth. According to the Business Journal, that purchase comes just months after defaulting on its headquarters building on Maryland. The company says it is restructuring with its lender.
Bayer may be cutting costs, but CEO Bill Anderson says Bayer's agriculture operation is here to stay and is increasing its investment in St. Louis. Anderson tells the Post-Dispatch about $100 million is going into research and development facilities at the North American Crop Science Division.
Bayer was saddled with debt when it purchased Monsanto and facing billions in legal costs over Roundup lawsuits. There have been calls for the company to split off the Crop Science Division. Anderson said earlier this year, not now, but that shouldn't be misunderstood as never. I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.